WHDD presents Susan Says.
One of the benefits of living in New York is the 92nd Street Y. It's the home of great speakers. I try and go as many times as I can a year. Last night, I had the privilege of hearing two of the great minds of our times. No kidding. Two historians, brilliant writers, and one of whom I happen to know. Simon Shama, now Sir Simon, by the way, teaches art history and history at Columbia and has written 18 books and done some of the great public TV programs on the history of the Jews. He's witty and lovely as well. Bernard-Henri Lévy, the French philosopher and author I don't know, but he too is a brilliant expressor of ideas with a charming French accent. The topic last night was Americans' abdication and the fate of the world, as if I wasn't depressed enough, oh boy. But Lévy is more optimistic. In his new book, he dedicates it to the Kurds, who to him are a shining example of what he calls a bright light in history when we need it. We acknowledge them, we must, when they occur, as rare as they do. The world is full of populist neo-fascism now, leaders like Trump, who my listeners know I abhor. They talked about where there was hope and light in this world of growing darkness. They discussed the rise of anti-Semitism, which exists, as always, and now is on the march again. The fact that Brexit was lost because those who were interested in remaining didn't have as good or much of an argument and campaign. You have to be very smart to compete with the lies of the other side. Lévy made an amusing comparison to Romulus, the last Roman emperor, who was busy tweeting with his chickens. Yes, that preoccupied him as the empire died, and you know who tweets now. Wow. The stupidity of everyone having their own facts. No. The annoying spokeswoman of Trump, Kelly Conway, who actually said there are alternative facts. No. There is only one truth. Hopefully it will emerge against all these big lies. Around the world, we face anti-immigration, the sense of there being others. This is all the ripe ground for fascism. The only hope is the courage of leaders and voices like these two of last night to speak out. I'm not as optimistic as Lévy is, but we will see. For 1 hour, it was great to hear great minds expressing their knowledge. I only hope others will listen, and have a happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.